Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. So grateful and so happy and so excited to have you here with us again this episode. Well, we're on top of the giant god flying monster thingy, and we're in battle, or we're getting ready to begin a battle, and we're going to turn it over to Rodrigo, who's going to give us the fill-in and the lowdown, and then we're going to all die.
Yes.
What's the bird's-eye lowdown on this caper, whatever that means?
Right. So word on the street is, Orym was making his way towards the front of this beastie, where he might be able to land the charm on something where it'll stick. But as he did, he was followed by two lumps on this, you know, muddy god surface. And as the lumps start following him from a ways away, and they keep getting bigger and bigger, and eventually what's underneath it breaks through, and they are these kind of the base of it is black, and they have rings of different colors. They are these worms with kind of probably more like caterpillars. They're heavily segmented. They have these rings around them, and they have kind of insect-y mouth parts, as well as, six compound eyes arranged circularly in the front of their faces. They also have little tiny grasper hands, or not hands, but little legs all along their body from what you can see. When they come out, they are not entirely out. They are, you know, a good chunk of their body is still submerged in the mud.
Now, these are these separate entities from the god monster, from the Summer King, or are they part of him?
They're coming out of him.
These could be giant.
Made of the mud, or
they are not made of the mud?
Okay. That's about the extent of what we can determine right now.
Okay. So we got to deworm the Summer King.
Oh, that's Camus. Okay.
Yes.
Way to catch it.
So, Orym realizes that he's being chased. We'll say that actually his sister yells out, "Look out, Orym!
You're being chased.
You're being chased by things. They're trying to eat you." No. She's way more succinct than that.
Yes.
She just yells out, "Look out." And Orym right as Orym looks over his shoulder, these things break through the mud and go, "Rawr!" But Orym actually had the fastest initiative, so he gets to go first.
Yay, so my guardian blades instantly start, start spinning and glowing in their crackling blueness as they get protected. And realizing realizing my predicament, I think it best to be closer to the group, so I face step back and I cast Flaming Sphere, if it works. Well, it'll work, but
on
orange.
Okay. Yeah, we'll call them orange and spooky. Because that one is particularly spooky.
Ooh, oh, so good. That is 17 versus reflex.
Here we go again, folks. 17 versus reflex will not hit.
Boo.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope, that's it. Move, minor.
Standard.
Okay.
Well done.
Torque.
Am I going to be able to close the gap and do anything?
You can probably charge.
Are we going to have any problems
with
movement?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Nope, not right now.
Steven, attack the orange one?
Yep. Because as a child, the Orm had a giant incident with a orange crush soda.
Right,
you can get at whichever one you want to.
Whereas Torque has a fear of things that look like excrement, so I'm going to comic ball charge the other one.
The orange one?
Not the other one.
Oh.
Thump.
Yep.
Can I make it?
Yeah. He's running towards his fear.
Towards his fear.
Is that
I am Torque, and I run towards my fear.
He confronts his fears.
That's not good.
Axe on.
Not good, not good, not good. 28 versus AC.
28 versus AC will hit.
Good, because I'm happy with that.
I wish my not goods were that good.
Yeah, we all wish your not goods were that good, sir. Okay, so, three weapon, and my weapon is there's a fret D12, so it's 3D12. Plus 6, plus my con modifier, so technically, it's weight. Why does it say 3d12 plus 10? Oh, because my normal plus 8. Never mind, I'm an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
7!
Wow.
21.
I think he hit the jackpot.
Yeah.
21 plus 10 is 31 damage in the face.
Okay.
Are you going to do anything else to it?
I don't think I have anything else to do other than mark it, but marking is a free action.
Well, it's not a free action. It just happens automatically. You do have to declare it, but it doesn't actually take an action.
That was my subtle way of telling Steven that I was remembering to mark it and that I appreciate his subtle
I got it.
Subtlety acknowledged.
Oh, I thought you were, what I was really implying is that you were going to give me a really cool high five as you ran past. That's all.
Okay, really cool high five as I run past. No, not as I run past. As I complete the sweep, I flip the axe to one hand, reach around, and a no-look reversed high five. We both hit it.
There you go.
At the end of our spins, yes. Yeah. Eat that, Mr. Producer.
And then unexplained explosions go off in the background.
Yeah. Babash.
And then we explode and Trell washes a car.
No.
I was going to see if she was listening.
Okay.
I'm always listening.
Is that it? She really loves you guys.
I don't have any minors that really apply, do I?
I don't know.
No. He is marked.
You did charge, so...
Oh, yeah, that does end your turn, because you charged.
Yep.
So,
Unless you action point, you're done.
Okay. I'm not going to action point yet, it seems.
Nah.
Okay, next up, Camus. And Camus is going to reach for, like, she has her scabbard on the left side, presumably for a right-handed, reach. But she, in fact, grabs the blade or the handle with her left hand, pulls it forward, grabs the end of the hilt and twists it, and out of the hilt, or that part of the hilt, detaches, and inside the hilt you see that there was a long thin wand that is made of the same material, and she basically pulls out the wand in her right hand and holds the sword with the blade pointing away, basically down, if you just hold your fist straight out. At which point, the lizard brooch turns into a lizard, jumps forward, and she zaps it with a bolt of magic, and it grows into this giant three-horned chameleon monster. And by giant, I mean just awesome. Pretty big. And then she hops on it and rides around on it.
Awesome.
Trell's going to lick the front of her teeth and glance at that. Okay.
And then she's actually going to do a thing, because that was all special effects. Now, let's see. She is going to take two zaps, one at each of those guys. So, zap against orange is probably going to miss. Nope, that'll actually hit. And next attack against Spooky will be even higher. So. Okay, so yes. Takes two shots, and now both Orange and Spooky are immobilized.
Yay.
Cool.
Save ends. So yeah, it's just she just shoots a couple purple beams of energy at them.
Did Spooky actually take HP damage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
They both did.
Okay.
To his no printer. Challenge seekings.
Yes. Trell is going to whip out her bow as soon as she saw those gross things come out of the monster and call Corey on the orange slice looking one.
Okay.
Do you want purple or blue?
Purple, please. And she is going to use Twin Strike on that guy.
Okay.
I'm going to try and plant it right. You said they had like a circle of compound eyes.
Yeah.
She's going to try and put it right in the middle.
Okay.
22 versus AC.
22 versus AC will miss.
Boo. Okay.
I got another hit. It's okay. I meant to do that. Oh, that's
exactly
crap.
How she wanted to.
Okay, that's all right. I have a rebounding great bow. I rolled a 1, by the way.
Okay. Yay.
But I want to use a thing I don't think I've ever used before. My rebounding great bow has this thing where if I miss an enemy with my attack, I can make a ranged basic attack against a different enemy within 5. So that guy's within 5. So I'd like to attack Spooky now.
Okay.
Is that a daily item power or encounter
It
power?
Is an encounter power.
Okay.
27 versus AC.
27 versus AC will hit.
Yeah. 13 damage.
13 damage. And this was, again, Spooky?
Yeah. That's my turn.
Okay. Spooky is bloodied.
Yay!
Nicely done.
And now it is Spooky's turn.
Oh, I duck.
Okay, so...
Wait, it doesn't work unless I say it in character. I know. What?
It will try to bite Torque. So it'll whip around and try to get its mandibles around Torque's head.
Hey, guess what?
You duck?
Chicken duck.
Yeah, that's likely. I mean, chicken butt is likely. That's going to be a 25 versus AC.
25 versus my AC does not hit. I had to check because we changed my AC like 8 months ago and I'm still not used to it.
I see.
It's all right. I've been driving this car since 2003 and I don't know where it fits yet.
Okay, so that'll be Spooky's turn. Next up, something else.
Oh, boy.
The ground bubbles, and out comes a different monster. Well, a monster, not a monster, because it's not Space Jam. Or Silverhawks. you can edit that out.
Oh, in that case, Monstar, you've just crashed into a flying giant being. May I help you?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's good. No, I like it.
Oh! Lovely, Stephen. You one-upped the joke.
Yes, but the punishment is all mine because I have to edit all this out now.
Do you?
Well, you also get to chuckle at this one more time.
Oh. No, I do not chuckle while I edit.
He just cries and cries.
Yes.
You don't have to edit.
Okay. Do. This thing comes out.
Yes.
And this is what it looks like. Do you guys know what a flea actually looks like?
Yes.
It's.
Nightmares?
The luchador? Yes.
No, exactly not.
Like the musician? The super student?
No.
So obviously you'll need to explain.
Guns N' Roses, moving on.
This was my own fault for putting the ball in you guys' court. Okay, so this is what this thing looks like. Imagine a lima bean. Except this one is clearly one that has turned because it's black and red and scaly. It is divided into segments, which are kind of segmented plates, but it's like a lima bean in that it also is flat like a lima bean. It's got six legs, all segmented and hairy. And the hair is like really thick and completely transparent. This does not appear to have eyes at all. And in the front of it, and yeah, it's basically its butt is like way higher up than its head. So it's like crouched down really far. And yes, sticking out of the front, like basically directly down from its face, is this set of things. There is a blade-like protrusion in the middle, and then two serrated things on either side of it, which it, as it comes out, you can see that it moves back and forward sort of along the same axis as that thing that sticks out of the middle. When it comes out, it doesn't take its proboscis all the way out.
Thank you, Popeye.
All the way out of the mud. And as it appears, let's see, it looks at whatever is closest, which in this case is going to be Trell, and will basically start moving its mandibles back and forward and actually create... Oh, wait, hang on. One, two, three, four, five. No. Actually, it's going to do something even better.
No.
No!
Oh, see. God.
One, two,
Rodrigo's excited about a power run.
He can hit all of us if it's a blast five.
Yeah.
Yay.
The three of us.
Yeah,
so
three of
what's
you
your next character going to be?
It won't hit.
Yeah,
won't
no
hit
kidding.
It won't, I already have my next character built.
It won't. It will hit, this will target Trell, Randus, and Ket. And basically, it's going to start moving its mouthpieces back and forward and actually create this wave of mud that is going to rise up and basically try and crush you guys.
Ew.
Let's see.
Yay.
Roll this. Do-do-do. Okay, that is high.
Wave.
This against Trell, Randus, and Ket is going to be a 34 versus Fortitude.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Jumping fish hooks.
Just a bit. By 10.
Yeah.
You guys take 9 damage.
Oh,
and get pushed 2 squares.
No.
Doot, doot. I don't like that.
Doot, doot. Doot, doot.
Sploot, sploot, sploot. Just forget
manamana.
And that's all it's going to do right now. And now it will be Orange's turn. That's Orange will take some fire damage.
7 fire damage.
Nice. Fire damage.
Sizzle.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Stop it.
It's in our head.
Yeah, I know. Both of you stop it, is what I meant. Okay. And this thing will try to bite. Let's see. Does it have reach? No, it does not. So it's going to...
not move because it's immobilized.
Oh, ha-ha. It sure is.
Storm sister.
So, yeah. It's just totally going to stand there. And now it will... well, it'll try to save against immobilized. And it does. And Spooky forgot to save, so he's going to do that now as well. That's Spooky. Yep, also saves.
Oh, darn.
Stupid spin down.
Hey, you guys got a monster to skip its turn.
That
and
is
by you guys,
cool.
I mean me.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's see. Next up, something else.
Oh,
I hate you!
Understandable. I'll go here.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
I don't like that.
It's right there, too.
Yes, it's totally
so
there.
So the ground bubbles up, and another one of these worms things comes out. This one, we'll say, has a lot of spirally patterns on it. So we'll call it Vortex, because also the miniature looks like a vortex. And it's going to...
Take 5 damage!
Take 5 damage?
Because I've got my Guardian Blades going on.
It's attacking while next to Aura.
Yep.
Uh-huh. So it is.
Oh, go, go, controller! Yeah.
Go, Steven! Go, Steven! It's your birthday!
Well.
Wait,
it makes sense. So it will bite. It'll bite Orym. Chomp. That's relatively low. This is going to be a 24 versus AC.
Miss.
Nice. And that'll be its turn. Next turn. Something else.
Oh, son of course.
Wow, I don't even.
My name's Rodrigo.
No.
Another worm. This one has green accents.
No. Why are they all up on me?
Teenage Mutant.
Oh, so they are.
It's
well,
your high charisma.
They got cat flank, so why waste a perfectly good flank?
I hate you.
How important is this summer canopy area?
How fond of it are we?
We come this far just to go, it's not worth it.
Yep. Let's all
three
just.
Seasons is more than enough. Kansas only has two.
Let's just open a bakery.
Yes, everyone, let's have a bakery together.
I don't want to see the oven designed by Randis.
It'll be called Torgel Scones. Yeah, we have to do it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Epic Destiny Bakery.
Epic Bakery. He's really revving up this dice. This is going to be brutal once it hits the table. Yes.
And Rob is going to reap the reap the whirlwind.
I don't even know what I want to do now.
Rape it.
Oh, nope. That's a botch.
Yay!
Watch the whirlwind.
Watch the whirlwind.
Taste the rainbow.
No one's going to get that, Rob.
I know.
Randis.
Okay. All right. So,
help me.
Do I know what I'd need to do to eyeball these to see if there's anything they'd be particularly susceptible to? Or do
that
I
would
have
be
to...
nature, probably. Oh. Like it's a good bet that anything here is
natural. Fey. Okay. Keep hoping for the Arcana, but I will just go ahead and try nature and see what happens.
Wait, hang on.
Okay.
I mean, you can go ahead and roll, and we can decide whether fake creatures want Arcana or nature. Oh,
that doesn't matter.
Never mind.
Hang on. Well, might as well look it up now.
Brian rolled a die. It doesn't matter. He can give us false information. It'll be what he said.
Let's see. Arcana. Monster knowledge, elemental fey and shadow. Yep, so you can actually roll Arcana pretty much for everything you run into here.
In that case, 19.
19, huh? I should probably pull up what monster knowledge checks get you.
Not a lot.
No, it's actually not going to get you anything.
Yep.
Because it's going to be...
If I would have rolled one more, I would have got something.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
okay,
too.
So you determine that they are probably some kind of horrible parasitic worm monster.
Yes.
Is that a perception
indeed.
Check?
That is
a knowledge, check.
A knowledge check, so it would be an arcana check. It depends on the type of the creature, which is kind of weird and backwards, because you wouldn't necessarily know what type the creature is at any given
yeah,
point. But that's... I'll usually just tell people what it is so that they can then roll the appropriate thing.
Okay. The only thing I really got what push is could only do one creature. Action point, do it twice.
Yep, apparently the only thing nature gets you is natural animal, so.
How bursty
Arcana
are we?
Face stuff.
I would say drop the thunder armor on Orym and shove it, the vortex, away from him.
Vortex away!
I only got a burst one. I guess that'd still hit both of you guys and those two things.
Huh?
We'll try plopping. I'm adjacent to that. Darn it.
Yep. Shift. Adjacent to the green one.
Yeah, I guess I can shift away. Because that is a ranged attack. So shift. Apparently next to trail. And
hi, Randus. I'm
going to try to basically have my rod come out of my crossbow bayonet-like and blast a runic resistance targeting this square to get Orym, Smith, or not, Ket, and the two worm, those
Orym,
two worms.
Ket, Vortex, and Audrey
the ghost
too.
Of Smith.
Yes, and the ghost of Smith, so maybe he can get some resistance.
That wasn't enough.
We'll see what happens. It's not very good. That's going to be a grand total of 18 versus reflex.
18 versus reflex will not hit them.
So what's the effect that Orym and I get?
Each ally in burst gains 7 resistance to...
I already have fire, so... Did we get hit with any type of damage?
No. It was untyped.
Just in case, we'll say acid. Wave.
That makes sense. These things are kind of gross.
Yep.
Gross things use acid.
Yep.
Gross things.
That was lame.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Gross Thing.
Do I want to,
anything else?
Not for now.
Okay. Slowly my ghost tomorrow.
Oh, me?
Yep.
Okay. I'm just going to take a few steps back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Vortex attack.
Now, because it's next to me and doing an attack of opportunity, does it also take 5 damage?
Yep. So, Vortex is going to take 5 damage and then attack the cat. And that's going to be a 32 versus AC.
Go ahead. Zoom.
Yeah. Okay.
What did we name the green... one.
The green one.
The green one.
Okay.
Audrey 2.
We'll go with the green one, since sometimes for them it's difficult to tell whether that actually looks like anything that would eat Jack Nicholson. Okay. Ket is going to take 23 damage.
Ow.
And
is
grabbed.
Is this in response to what Ket did, awesome. Or is it... No, it already had its turn.
It was an attack of opportunity.
Yep.
I see. Okay,
so Ket tries to move forward, and this thing just grabs it, basically literally grabs him by the back of the neck and lifts him up.
Yeah.
But he did trigger an attack from the other one. So, he gets combat advantage anyway. Let's see. That is going to be a 28 versus AC.
Yuck.
You're
is Ket going to get wishboned?
Okay. 21 damage.
Ow.
And this one will not grab you.
Alright.
I mean, he probably pulls on your leg a little bit, but the other one's got a better grip.
Note to self, heal the cat.
Okay. What else?
I don't know.
Do something that's better than that.
I told you to push them away. I need to get out of there so I can do anything.
You've got a push type thing.
I've got a slide type thing that I'm unlikely to hit with because I've been rolling
worse
than Brian today.
Hey, these things have a reach of 1. If you actually manage to pull that thing away from him, he'll let go of you.
Yay! Yeah.
Are both of them grabbing me or is it just the one?
No, just Vortex.
All right, Eldritch Strike on the Vortex. Holy crap, I have a bucket of attack with this. 30 versus AC.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Nice.
Yeah, whips a +3 proficiency, isn't it?
Yeah, because it does crap for damage.
Yeah, it does. I should have cursed him first.
Live and learn.
Yeah.
Hopefully live.
Yes, learn and get eaten, I guess, in this case.
10 damage.
Okay.
That sure is damage.
That's your crap ton of damage, or
No,
he's got a crap ton of attack bonus.
My attack bonus is a plus 18. My damage is a D4.
Okay.
D4.
Okay. But I get to slide him one square. Do you want him next to you or not?
He rolled a 10 on a D4, which
is impressive. If he's next to me, he takes 5 damage.
Which way would you like him to move? Okay. All right, and so Ket whips him, and this thing lets go of him and kind of staggers backwards.
Yeah.
And then Ket shoots him because he has dysentery.
Curse what? Audrey.
Okay.
Indiana Jones joke.
That's why I didn't curse yet, was because I wanted to actually curse that one.
It's kind of a meta.
And that's all my actions.
Okay. Top of the round. It is once again Orym's turn.
This is the one that's bloodied.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Yes.
Spooky is bloodied.
Okay. I'm going to, and I, but if I move up next to this, then it's an attack of opportunity by this guy.
Yes. If you do anything except shifting, but you could shift adjacent to it.
Yeah.
Then you'd be up on.
How far can I shift?
One
square.
Okay. Cause I thought, I'm sorry. I keep thinking that those double sized monsters are. Sorry.
No, that's fine.
That one does not I don't recognize that
as
a square that's next to it.
But it is, yeah. Okay. The diagonals count.
All right. I'm going to shift up next to it.
Now remember, now you're next to your sphere, so next turn, if you end up there, you're going to take damage.
All right. Well, I'm just going to use... I'm going to use Force Orb.
Okay. If you use Force Orb, Vortex is going to take a bite out of you.
Hey, Steven.
Mm-hmm.
I am right in that thing's face, and I go next.
Okay. Well, so,
I would say you may want to deal with the one that's trying to eat you right now.
All right, fine. I'll just use the one sword on Spiral here. So I spin around with my sword and attack.
Attack!
With
we make holes in teeth!
28 versus Reflex.
28 versus Reflex will hit.
All right.
Beautiful. I told you if you use point and they go owie.
15 damage. Sustain the fireball. Let's see. Since I didn't move, can I move that? Well, then that's next to me, right?
Yeah, but you have
to move it up to 5 squares.
Yeah, you can move
squares.
It there.
Okay.
Yep.
So I'm going to move the fireball and then minor to sustain it.
Okay. Torque.
What proportion of these mincing churls doth lie within 3 spaces of the torque?
majority.
All of them. All four of them.
All four of them?
All but the flea, yeah.
But the flea.
If you're going to use come and get it,
the vortex isn't going to be able to.
The vortex wouldn't be able to move to you right now.
But, I mean, he'd still get the other three.
You would still get the other three. What I was going to say is shift over one closer to Orym before you use it. So as you can still keep orange adjacent to Orym's flaming sphere.
Sounds good to me. Slide, slide, slippity slide. Let's pull him in.
Roll it.
All right. Come get it. I'm going to use my Furious Assault.
Well, you don't have to call it yet.
Okay.
Man.
18 and 12 is... No, wait, 18 and 19. No, 18 and 16 versus Will is 34 versus Will.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Okay. Now I'm going to use my Furious Assault.
Okay. You have to pick one against which you're using your Furious Assault.
The one that's already bloodied.
Okay. Let's go ahead and... So roll damage, for come 10. And get it, and... Ignore the Furious Assault for now, and then we'll roll Furious Assault against that guy, too.
Okay. 10 for the come and get it.
Okay. One second. Let me add stuff up here first.
Okay.
10, and Vortex was not in there, right?
Right. Or was he?
No. Orym was in the way, unfortunately.
Yeah, you couldn't quite get all four of them.
No. Okay. Furious Assault against Spooky.
9.
Okay.
I think I want an action point and sweeping blow while they're all three right here.
Okay. Nice. Let me finish adding this up.
Sure.
And do you want to do anything else with the attack?
Yeah, I do. But he's thinking. I don't want to interrupt him.
Right.
Because that makes him mad, and then he kills me with exploding skeletons and shit.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm good here.
Okay.
Sweeping blow?
Sweeping blow.
Before the sweeping blow, do you want to do anything else with the attack?
I can't hear you.
Before the sweeping blow, do you want to do anything else when you attack all the things?
Mark is what he's getting at.
Well, I can do that, but I'm going to immediately attack them again. I thought that was...
You're right. You're
not going to get all four of them in the sweeping blow because the vortex couldn't come to you. But you still made an attack against the vortex with the come and get it because the come and get it is... The attack hits against everything that's within.
So there is a benefit to marking now. I was going to mark after the sweeping blows. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I will mark everyone that I targeted in the come and get
did
it.
You already do that?
That's the red one.
Okay.
Then I will action point.
Cool.
Then I will sweeping blow.
Oh, if you want, you can shift before you action point. Or
do
after.
Do I need to?
Not really.
Not really.
Okay.
See if Spooky dies from this, and then you can shift closer to Vortex, maybe.
He didn't want to do that. Well, yeah, he can do that.
all right, I'm now going to roll my sweeping blow. Are you ready?
Yep.
Yeah!
That 20?
That 20.
All right, calculate it out.
So.
Want that.
A lot.
Sweeping blow does one weapon plus strength. So that's 18 base, plus the 12 and the 12 and the 6 and the 6.
It should
Is that
be
correct, Rodrigo?
20 base.
Should be 20 base?
The one weapon plus strength will include the weapon's enhancement.
Okay.
Which is a plus 2, right?
Right.
So your one weapon is 12.
1d12 plus 8, yeah, so 20 on the base. And thank you. I was looking down at where it says hit.
It's and then 2d12 plus 2d6.
Okay. 2d12 plus 2d6 is 7, 6, 5, and 1.
Okay, so what's that all together?
13, 18, 19.
39.
39 for each of them.
Okay.
Are we all still standing?
He's calculating. Even if it doesn't kill Spooky, you probably still want to shift up next to Orym, so as you're not being flanked.
Okay.
And you'll yeah.
Be reflanked easily.
No, actually, he won't be terribly. I guess he'd be reflanked relatively easily, but it'll bring everything closer to him anyways.
Does Orym's flaming sphere count for flanking?
Nope.
No.
Okay. Thanks.
That was Adriana, our traffic reporter.
What?
Oh, the noise.
Nothing. I'm sorry.
You popped in and it sounded like you were in a helicopter. High above Seattle asking that musical question. Ow.
Oh, I'm podcasting from a helicopter. Is that wrong?
No.
Okay.
I myself am actually 3 feet deep in the bowels of a sperm whale.
Okay.
Let's see. So, some damage was dealt. And, yeah. Is there you want to do anything else there, Torque?
Is there anybody I can mark that isn't currently marked?
No. I think you've done all your marking.
Do you get anything when you spend an action point for your Paragon Path?
Let's look.
There's one person who doesn't, and I think it's Orym.
Yep.
Ferocious reaction. I gain plus 4 to defenses till the end of my next turn.
Nice.
Do I get anything for being next to you?
No.
No? Okay.
Nice try.
Sense of camaraderie.
And the overwhelming whiff of torque. That would be the end of my turn.
Smells like bacon.
Okay.
So it didn't take Spooky down?
No.
Oh, man.
Ouch, really? 39?
Yeah.
Wow.
He still, did get hit really hard in that first round.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he got hit really hard. Trell and Torque both hit him hard in that first round. And I
Ghost
think we did
checkers.
Especially since Torque opened with a daily. As is Torque wanting to do.
Let's see.
Yeah, you hit as hard as you can, and then you hit progressively less hard until you're just sitting there slap fighting with somebody.
Chemist's turn is going to... Zap the flea. That's gonna hit.
Yay. That's my sister.
Yay.
Aww.
Let's see. Take some damage. And is immobilized.
Nice.
Yay.
Good. You stay way over there, Flea.
And that's her turn. Spooky is going to attack Torque.
Is it going to shift up?
Does it have a one reach, or does it have to move? Or what?
Oh, yeah. I thought he was next to Torque. Oh, so, yeah, he's going to actually... let's see. Actually, it's going to... back into the ground.
Oh. Okay.
It's a burrower.
Is it...
It's on. Okay. It's out of the fight right now.
Okay.
It's a burrower. I don't know what that means.
Let's see. Spooky. The flea is going to try to recharge.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. Don't.
And does not.
Yeah.
There's nothing more frightening than Rodrigo saying he's going to recharge.
Stupid pikeman.
I know. See. It's like when Robert Kirkman says everything's going to be okay now.
Going to attack Trell.
Boo.
By shooting one of its barbed mouth parts at her.
Ah.
It's still going to be attached, though, so that's probably even more disgusting.
Yes. Yes, it is.
No.
This is going to be a 25 versus reflex.
Yes.
It's going to deal 11 damage to you, and you are stunned.
No.
What does the effect stun do?
It means you cannot act, period.
Oh,
Until you save.
Do you have stunned your action point?
Yep.
Oh, that's gross. That is evil.
So, yes, this thing... shoots a mandible thing at Trell, and it...
How do I do saving throws?
Just goes right through her shoulder, and she just drops to one knee, and you just see her, like, her eyes just completely focus out.
So, were you hit at all before that?
Yeah.
Would a healing surge be good?
I'm not bloodied.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm okay.
I was gonna wait to try to do this on Ket, but I think I'm going to invoke my healer's momentum.
Okay.
So as she gets skewered all kinds of badly, basically I whip around and crossbow at the thingy.
Okay.
At the flea. And, all right. So that's going to be a 28 versus AC.
28 versus AC will hit.
Nice. Oh, crappy damage, though. 10 damage. And effect. Ally hit by triggering attack roll can spend a healing surge.
Thank you.
To other allies within 5 squares of the target. Oh.
That's no one. Well.
Darn it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Nope.
Let's make sure. Target the triggering enemy. Yes. Negative. Okay. Well, she gets the healing surge at least.
Yay.
Thank you.
Oh.
How bloodied are you, Ket?
1 point under.
Okay. The flea.
Just over half my damage. Else?
Actually, yes, that's a... let me see. Healing... yes, a healing keyword, so because of my feet, you also get +4 hit points with that.
Me?
Yes.
An additional 4 hit points?
Yes.
Oh my god, I didn't even need it.
Because of my potent restorables.
I can't go over my...
Nope.
Oh, darn it.
Aw.
Should have used it on Ken.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the flea will try to save against the mobilized.
Yeah.
And it does.
Back to full.
I'll heal you for a lot.
orange. Gonna take some fire damage.
Yes,
I can't roll a saving throw, or did you say it was...
On your turn, you can roll a saving throw.
That is 6 damage.
Wait, did we somehow skip my turn?
We may have.
Oh.
Yeah, I think we totally did.
But it should have been before
that? It should have gone before Flea.
You should have gone before Spooky.
Oh.
So yeah, we totally skipped your turn.
Wow.
Let's take your turn.
Yay, free turn.
Free turn when you shouldn't have a turn. Okay.
Okay, so I'm just rolling to save, right?
No.
You get your turn.
This is a retroactive turn.
Okay, thank you.
Run away from the flea.
what the flea did is going to happen anyway.
Yeah.
We're not retconning that.
What can I do before I go under? Who do we want to be killed the most here? Other than the flea that I hate.
Probably
who is the person I hate the most?
You know, probably green and orange are the ones with the most other damage applied to them.
Yep.
Orange is your quarry.
You should quarry your quarry.
Okay.
Although,
I'm going to twin strike on orange.
Okay. Has the flea been hit at all?
No. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Camus he was. He was when he was right. Immobilized.
Actually, does Trell go before Camus?
Gosh.
No.
Okay.
No, she goes right after.
Okay. I'm going to twin strike on orange with my bow.
Cool.
Okay. Try and get it. Whistle at Orm to try and get him out of the way so I can nail it in the face.
And a Torque.
And Torque.
Gonna have.
No, she can. You can draw a line where it doesn't get.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, nice.
That thing that they did in the movie Wanted.
Yeah, spin the.
Shoot
spin
around.
The arrows.
Green arrow does it.
32 versus AC.
Nice.
That'll hit.
Yeah.
First hit. I go down with a vengeance.
You don't know that yet. Steven's going to edit this back together. And
actually, I'm not, so.
Oh, no. Oh, nice.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
19 damage, and I'm going to put my quarry on top of that.
Okay.
9 on top of that.
28.
That's just the first hit.
Nice.
Let's do it again.
Yes.
27.
Oh, crap. No. I read the wrong thing. Minus 3. Minus 4 to that. So 24 damage instead.
Okay.
23 damage instead.
Some number like that.
It was 28 minus 4.
It was 18 plus 9, which is 27, minus 4, which is 23.
I'll believe you.
Thank you.
This time.
Next hit sucks. Never mind. Not gonna hit.
Okay.
Alright, that's alright. I got one in. Alright, end my turn.
Okay, orange is bloodied.
Yay!
Yes.
Okay. Now that all happens. And it is orange's turn.
And it took 5, or I'm sorry, yeah, 6 damage.
Okay. Yes. Orange will try to eat Torque.
Nom, nom, nom.
Nom, 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 nom.
Torque will try to not be delicious.
Well, I think he's succeeding. Let's see.
Yes.
Yeah, these guys are not rolling well.
Torque tries to look like a blancmange.
22 versus AC.
Negative. Nobody likes blancmange.
That's pretty much true.
What's blancmange?
Not going to talk about it. Vortex.
Takes 5 damage.
You want to roll the d4?
No. Oh, well, okay. So he takes 5 damage for being next to me.
Oh, no. He takes some damage for being next to the flaming sphere.
Oh, okay.
Then if he doesn't move before
then he takes
9
damage.
He takes another 5 damage.
9 damage.
Okay.
Because Orym is being awesome.
Yes.
And now it will try to eat Torque. So it's going to take damage.
Now
it'll
take 5 damage. Okay.
Oh.
Nice.
This time Torque tries to look like head cheese.
Wow.
does a strikingly good job.
Yes. 25 versus AC.
Nobody likes head cheese.
He picked up the method acting feat last level or
yes.
something.
It's my new helm. It allows me to make people feel dread at head cheese.
Green turn. Oh, look, there's Cat.
And he's square away from me, so unfortunately I can't help you.
No.
It happens.
I'm fine.
Oh, yeah.
He takes a -2 to the attack.
Yeah, it does.
That's not going to matter.
No.
It's you rolled over a 10, you hit me.
Yuck.
Okay.
Math is hard.
Take 16 damage. Yeah. You are grabbed.
Grabbed.
And grabbed means that he's not immobile, but...
He is. He's immobilized. He can't move away.
Yes, I can.
Well, he can't physically move away.
I can magically move away.
Right.
He can emotionally move away.
Yes.
Emotionally distant.
Ken becomes
psychologically
distant,
yes. Distance himself.
Randus.
All right. I guess first thing I need to do, minor action, Healy Dart over to Ket there. So healing surge plus 10 healing value.
I have to math again.
And yeah, I think I'm going to move on up over here and try to battle fist smash into
the green one.
Yes, worm face.
Worm face.
Oh, crud. 23 versus AC.
23 versus AC. Hits.
Ha.
They don't have a very high AC.
No, they do not.
We've just been rolling way over.
Yeah.
My crappy rolls. 6 plus 8 is 14 damage. And then I get to push to target the number 4 squares. And
he how much damage?
14. Yep. Push him 4 squares, and then he grants combat advantage to us until the start of the next turn.
Okay.
My next turn.
Remember to point that out to people when they attack him.
Four. Way over there looks good.
Way over there looks good.
Anything else?
I'll quit while I'm ahead there.
Ket, you are grabbed.
Am I?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Oh, no, you're not. My bust.
It's like Randus just got me out of that.
Right, right. You're right.
Oh, so anytime there's a push, if you're holding something, it automatically drops you.
If you... You can push the creature away, mm-hmm. and then that will
once
break the hold if you're outside of its reach.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, if somebody tried to slide Ket just wouldn't move because he's restrained. When you're restrained, when you're grabbed.
Excellent.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and curse Vortex.
Okay.
Have you taken damage yet?
No.
Has Torque taken damage yet?
No.
Wow.
It's not.
I am a giant pincushion.
In something, anyway. Oh, stop. This is how we talk about our awesome guy emotions. We would be sad if either of the other of us were.
He's not bloodied, right?
He is now.
He is now?
Awesome.
All right, let's do this. Vestige of Mount Baylis. Crack a comb.
On green?
On green.
All right.
That's going to be a 33 versus reflex.
That'll hit.
Darn well better.
Thunder damage. And the target cannot rock or run, save ends. Big ol' thunder cloud.
Does that mean any type of locomotion, or does it require that they actually move by
it
walking?
It means it can't walk or run.
So it could still burrow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Burrow counts as Yeah. Okay. What else?
I thought walk or run with the actions. Shimmery.
Okay.
And.
And how right this is all alone.
Standard. I think I'm fine for now.
Okay. Top of the round, Orym.
Orym's going to shift back. Pow. And then I'm going to use my force orb on orange. Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, very good. That is, what is that, 22, or I'm sorry, 32.
Oh, okay.
Versus a reflex.
Nice.
So that is 19 damage on that one. And then I perform a secondary attack. Each enemy in the burst other than the primary target that is within one. So that will bounce over to Spiral.
Nice.
Mm-mm. He's not within one.
He's within two.
One.
Two.
That's two.
Oh. All right. Well, let's make sure. Burst one centered on the primary target.
Yeah.
Stupid two-sized creatures.
Yeah, these fat creatures are really throwing Steven for a loop.
They do. Because I see one space between them, not two spaces between them.
There's one space between them, which means he's two spaces away.
Yeah. All right, well, that is...
you and your logic.
I'll sustain the fireball, and that is the end.
Okay. Torque.
I forgot to use my curse damage, so.
Ah. It's all right. I think we got it pretty well under control so far.
Torque turn.
Okay. I'm up. What have I got?
You got two thingies in your face.
I got two thingies in my face. Yep. I'm going to chop them. Which one of the thingies looks more damaged?
The orange one.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I have the choice of doing my cleave or I could do something heavy duty, wacky, slappy.
Say, go for the heavy of the duties.
Heavy duty, wacky, slappy?
Wacky, sure. Slappy.
Wacky, slappy. I just don't feel like I have. How many creatures are still standing? Five?
Four.
Four bad things?
Four bad
Camus's
things.
Thing isn't a bad guy.
Don't get confused.
Have we killed any of the things?
Nope.
One of them. Went away.
Burrowed.
It's probably burrowed. Going to kill us later.
Kill
later.
Us and eat us. I am going to go ahead and cleave.
Okay.
The two that are right there. Whichever one looks more damaged according to my torque instincts will be the one that I strike primary.
Okay. So you can try and hit orange.
Okay.
Try that.
Cleaving the orange. Cleaving the orange. Cleaving the orange. Da, 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 da. 28 versus AC.
That'll hit.
Nice. Okay. All right. Ooh. 17 for the primary target and 6 for the secondary.
Yay. Okay. Okay. That takes out orange.
All right.
Yay.
So no one is markable.
Is orange the only one that was markable?
Yep.
Nice.
Oh, well. Dead is dead.
True.
What else?
I think that's everything. Is there any reason for me to shift?
No.
Okay. My turn is over.
Okay. Camus' turn. She is going to... she is going to charge the flea.
Oh.
She looks really mad at it.
Oh.
I wonder why.
Zoop. Attack. Clearly too mad at it.
Rage is clouding her vision.
Yeah, basically she charges at it, and apparently this spell that she cast on her lizard does not make it any braver because the flea like rears up, and the lizard just stops short, and the attack is aborted entirely.
Bad lizard.
Yep. Trell, Savers is stunned.
Come on, please. Does a 10 save?
A 10 yes! saves exactly.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Oh god.
Unfortunately, that does happen at the end of your turn.
Yeah.
But you no longer grant combat advantage from that or anything like that, so you are once again active.
Yay.
Spooky will use
Devour.
Eruption. Let's see. Must have started turn underground. So
I think it disappeared here.
Yeah, but it gets to move.
Okay.
He has an existential crisis and decides not to come back.
One, two. Yep. So it is going to explode out of the ground. Oh, yeah, it's no longer marked. Next to Orym. And
take 5 damage.
Take 5 damage.
Yes.
That's going to be a 18 versus reflex. I don't think that hits anybody.
It doesn't hit me.
Okay. All right, so it explodes and lots of mud flies everywhere and then nothing happens.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. These guys are not doing well. Hey, the flea's up.
No.
No.
It's going to try to recharge.
No.
Look out, Camus.
And it does.
Awesome.
I don't think I have to worry about Camus.
So well, let's see.
Maybe.
It is going to make a hoppity hop attack.
Oh.
Rather take a hoppity hop. 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. That'll hit all three of you guys.
First 5?
Disruptive strike.
Oh, that's gross.
Damn. You're stunned.
No, no, she's not stunned anymore.
She just stunned.
Awesome. Sorry, I was looking things up.
Okay.
You strike that disruptively.
And that, what? How does that read?
What do you want me to read?
Not the flavor text.
The mechanics.
Read me how all the other stuff.
You or an ally is attacked by a creature.
Okay, that's your trigger.
Yeah. The attack is strength versus AC, melee, or dexterity versus AC ranged.
Okay.
And then there's a whole bunch.
Okay. Is it an immediate interrupt?
Yes, it is.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. With her bow, she is going to try and attack this thing's proboscis. She hates them.
Understandably.
Yeah. Ugh, no. Okay, yes. I want to re-roll this. Elven accuracy.
Yes.
Okay.
Ugh. No. No.
Is it a 1?
It's a sad.
I rolled a bunny.
No, I can't action point it because it's not my turn. Okay.
What did you actually hit?
What? Nothing.
No, what was the number?
What was the number that you ended up with for your attack roll?
20 versus AC.
Not quite.
That does not hit.
Okay.
You should really, you should just call it.
Yeah. Never just assume that it is a miss.
Okay. The other one, I rolled a 2.
Okay.
Never assume that it's a miss.
Okay.
All right. So, Flea does his thing. That's going to be a 28 versus fortitude.
Versus fortitude.
No hit.
Okay, does that hit you, Torque?
Yes.
No. What's that? I'm sorry.
28 versus fortitude.
Yes.
Wait.
Sorry.
You all are going to take 9 damage. And can push you up to 2 squares, but it's probably just not going to. And then allies in the blast can use a free action to shift up to 3 squares and make a basic attack. Oh, and it also knocks you prone.
Is it burst or a blast?
1-10 giant pushes her to 2 squares. Oh, no. Yeah, effect, the target falls prone. Oh, it knocks you prone no matter what. You guys should have been prone last time.
Oh.
We got hit last time.
Yeah.
We should have been prone.
Yeah, no matter what. Every time a new monster, things are difficult.
Stupid monsters.
Ew.
What? Yeah, those two guys too.
Close burst 5, wasn't it?
Blast.
Oh. Blast. Yeah, okay, so it wasn't nearly as gross. So.
Yeah, no, it doesn't hit Trell or Cat.
Good.
Or Camus.
So how much damage?
9.
This time we're going to kill them, so we're all prone.
Yep. And
I did the math wrong.
They'll never suspect you when you're prone.
Am I allowed to use my prone powers?
Yeah, you could.
Yep.
Okay. Don't know where you want to go.
Where's the best place for me to be?
In front of me.
Probably between you and, or between Orm and the vortex.
Done. My prone powers are in play.
Prone powers activate.
Unconscious torque powers.
Vortex is going to shift. One. Wait,
that's not vortex.
Spooky. Oh, sorry. Spooky's going to shift.
He was here. Nope.
Okay. One. Two. And attack. Oh, no. He's going to have to be here. His torque is too big.
Wait a minute.
Okay. Where was he again? Here?
Right there.
Okay.
Torque is in this square.
Right.
It's in that square.
One.
That flanks two. Torque right there. That's not next to anybody. Torque's three. Figure is kind of large.
Yep.
Torque, you are prone still.
Indeed.
Okay.
It's all right. Being prone doesn't hurt me.
It's more, your figure is now standing because it is too big for us to make it prone
it's
effective.
It's too awkward to be prone, I know.
And it'll take an attack of torque. And that'll be a nat 20.
Holy moly. So what does that mean?
Not successful.
You are going to take some damage.
Ooh, it's still adjacent to Orym.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
By the diagonal.
Frizz ram!
Oh. So it takes 5 damage.
Well, if he was going to end up next to Orym anyway, then I'll just move him there.
Right. I can't use my power on that, can I?
What power?
My shielding.
I don't know. Can you? What does it say?
+4 power bonus to AC if I use the power right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's going to...
It wouldn't matter.
I mean, you can, but...
It wouldn't help.
That's like using a... Like, I'm going to use this pizza and then just flipping it over to the ground.
All right. Hang on a second.
So you do have other magic items that do stuff.
He takes...
In the
what's my dexterity?
15? So +2?
Is it a +2?
If it's a 15.
He takes 14 points of damage for... No, wait. Those are sixes. He takes 15 points of damage for hitting me with a crit.
Okay.
Nice.
Teach you to hit me, Mr. Smarty Pants.
And does it say... does it have a timing on that? Does it say when it happens?
It says speed -1. It's an armor bonus, blah, blah, blah. When an enemy scores a melee critical hit against you, that enemy takes damage. Nice. When they score the hit.
Okay.
So he takes damage.
Okay.
Right then.
When does the force...
It doesn't say whether it's an instant or an interrupt.
It's not. It's going to be the same thing.
Yeah. When does the...
What's it called? Razor...
Damage happen?
Razor Drake Scale Armor.
The Guardian Blades.
That one, yeah.
Happens if... makes an attack roll, takes force damage equal to your...
So when it makes an attack roll?
Mm-hmm.
Take 27 damage.
Okay.
And
so
then...
Does Orym hit first?
Yeah, you both basically... a big Swiss Army attack on one side and some blades, magic blades on the other one, and they just cleave it in half. Or
and the, cool
the half
is,
that you can see.
Yeah.
There's a really awesome... bit of sparks flying as our blades barely touch.
Yep.
Hasn't been eroded at all. It's still just a property.
Michael Bay's critical hit.
Yep.
So, sorry. How did that die?
Guardian blades and or armor damage.
Okay.
Basically, it took its shot. Oh. It hit me. Your blades got it. My blades got it. Pretty much. That's what
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
And it was at 2 hit points, so it just died.
Blenderized. Nice.
Yep. And now the vortex gets to take its free shot.
Boo. But that's the first time we've actually
killed
someone.
It's starting its turn?
No, it's not starting its turn.
Oh, okay.
It's going on the flea's turn.
Oh, because it's still going on the flea's turn. Okay.
And it's actually... How's the vortex looking?
Probably at least wants to get away from the fireball.
Yeah, definitely. So he's going to shift over here. Actually... 1, 2, 3. Yep. Hello. He's going to shift over here and try to eat Trell.
Do eat Trell?
Well, Trell has a heal biscuit on her from that horrible attack from earlier.
Yeah,
from the stun attack?
Huh?
From the stun attack?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm really good.
And that's a nat 20. Hooray,
really
guys. The crits are just flowing everywhere.
They are all the monsters. Over the place. And I'd just like to point out, it's not all me.
Yep.
Everybody's got...
I don't like that vortex.
27 damage to Trell. And I'm going
to... What is
to...
that?
No tricordering.
Vortex.
Oh. Never mind. It's only while you're actually stunned that they get the heal. So, well, I get some munching.
Can okay. I take a -2 when I'm prone?
-2 to attacks, yeah.
That was the flea's turn.
Which means...
It was Vortex's turn.
No, that was a...
The flea is
gave
a
it a
leader.
Free attack. Yep.
It gave everybody else a free attack.
But now it is, in fact, Vortex's turn. I just need to make sure that Spooky is out of the count so that I don't get confused. Okay, Vortex turn. Yeah. Wait.
Yeah?
That hit. So Trell is grabbed.
Ugh.
Oh my god.
And now it constricts.
I thought I wasn't going to get to use this.
No! Whatever it is, no.
Drag under!
Oh!
No. Oh my god!
Amazing.
You're a terrible person.
Requirement.
You know what just happened to Tasha Yar?
Must have a creature grab. Target the grab creature. Effect. It shifts its speed and must end its shift burrowing. At the end of the shift... The grab ends and the target is removed from play and takes ongoing 10 damage. Save ends both. When the target saves against this effect, it appears in an unoccupied square of its choice within 5 squares of its last location.
Oh, so, messed
so
up.
When Anna drowns on mud, can she just start playing Camus?
So these are trimmers.
No?
Probably not.
Man.
Let's see.
It's okay, I'll attack it.
1, 2. Wait.
This is not her fight today.
3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Remind me to tell you about the skeletons.
This one's not as bad as the skeletons yet.
That's true.
And
it's cursed.
Yeah. We'll just leave the curse there to mark where Trell disappeared.
That's where that guy's at.
Yeah,
too.
I know. But we'll just leave the curse there to mark where Trell disappeared. Or give me something else to mark it.
Huh? Oh, okay. That's fine.
Okay.
I mean, I as long as it remains cursed, I know.
I know.
It's
I know. I'm not saying the curse is going away. I just want to use it as a marker.
That's fine.
Now, let's see.
No, no, no. After you, Alphonse. No, no, no. After you, Gaston.
So you have ongoing 10 Trell.
Ongoing 10 Trell?
Yes.
So don't take that yet.
Right.
Yeah.
And when you save, you stop taking the ongoing damage. And yeah, this is definitely the fight in which Trell doesn't do stuff.
She's really off her game.
I did
for
not.
Some reason.
I did not mean to just be like, okay, for 2 turns, something knocks Trell off the fight.
Yuck.
Green is can't
way over there.
Run.
Can't walk or run.
Walk or run.
Which means it can't burrow because walk is the move action that allows you to use your movement speed. Or go your movement speed.
Gotcha.
I looked that one up. That's
You're
why
making
I wasn't
this
paying
up.
Attention. Nope. Walk is specifically the move action that lets you move your speed.
Cool. Yay. It's still going to burrow just straight down. It's not going to go anywhere.
That's right. Run, you pansy.
Rendus.
It can save versus all the right. Walk run.
Get up on one knee and...
there we go. Does it want to try and save versus that, maybe?
Sure. Does not.
Yay!
I let loose an acid bolt to try to inflict scouring weapon upon...
The flea?
Yeah, the flea. Big and scary. Probably not. That's going to be a 20 versus AC. No. Yes. No. An 18 versus AC.
18 versus AC will not hit.
Battle Fist is more... Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a negative there. Anybody need healings other than the person that's not here?
Save them for the person what's not here.
Yeah, that's kind of what I figured. I'll call that my turn then.
Okay. Cat.
Oh, I get a turn. Amazing.
Not if you don't want it. I mean, he'll take it.
Curse the Curse. Flea.
Shoot the flea. Deific decay.
That's not so metal.
That's my new band name right there.
Nope. 17 versus fortitude.
I don't think that'll hit. Let me check. Nope.
Okay.
Like I'm moving my flaming sphere.
Okay.
I am going to attack with my flaming sphere again.
Okay.
Ooh. Let's see. That is going to be 22 versus reflex.
22 versus reflex will not hit.
Do we have any bonuses we can
get? Sustain minor.
He already tried.
Okay. Let's see. That was Orym Torque.
Yes. All right. So we got a thing.
Yep. The only enemy you can see right now is the flea. There is another worm running around here somewhere, and another worm running around there somewhere, and it is chewing on Trail under the mud.
We have killed one of four, yes?
You've killed two of four.
How far away am I from the flea?
Just far enough away that you can charge it.
Can Avenge me!
Charge if I it. Charge, though, I can't do a power.
You're not dead yet.
Correct.
You can
if
move.
I charge.
Avenge like, me anyways.
If you walk up to it, you can in fact walk in such a way that you won't end up next to the flaming sphere as well.
Yeah.
So am I going to be able to get to it and make a daily?
A power attack, yeah, sure.
Okay, done. Victoria's Secret Surge.
Should he be prone though still?
Oh, that's true. He's prone, so you have to stand up from prone.
Yeah, but standing up isn't an action for me. I have my boots of magic.
No, you have the boots that let you fall on your face wherever you want.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they meant I could get up.
No,
there's
those
a different,
are different
pair of
boots
that do that.
Oh, wait. Yeah, but being prone does not grant enemies combat advantage. I'm going to roll over to where he is without getting up.
Nice try.
He would...
Crawl?
Actually, you can crawl.
Yeah, there's moving. A crawl.
I but think then I'd have to use
half
my move
speed.
Action.
So he's get two squares. So he could get all up in that fire.
Oh, yeah, his move speed is only 5, isn't it?
Damn you.
Well, but that...
the fire only does that maximum 9 damage, 10 damage.
So if I get up, that's my move
9
action.
Damage.
Yes. Yep.
So I can't attack this round.
You could charge it.
Which would still be all up in the fire?
Yeah, which would but still be up in the fire.
Getting
but
up would use my move action.
Yes.
Isn't charge my move
charge
action?
Charge is a standard action.
Done. And then at the end of the charge, I can do one of my standard attacks.
You can do a basic attack.
Basic attack.
Or an attack that specifically says that you can do it as a charge.
Such as Comet Fall.
Correct. Which you've already used, I believe.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what he opened with.
Mm-hmm. So I can't even do like a Reaping Strike because that's a standard action.
Correct.
So it's just a
dish.
Frap in the frap.
Right.
Just said
that. Well.
And remember that you do get a plus one to the attack if you charge.
Yes.
34, 35 versus AC.
That'll hit.
Nice.
Yeah, but the problem is it's only one weapon versus one weapon, so it's apprentice manager.
Oh, no.
12. Okay. Nice. Okay, so it's 20 points of damage in the face.
Okay.
I could have done so much more than 20. I could have missed as well, but I could have done... Why am I complaining about maximum damage? I'm going to mark him.
Okay.
And now, have I used my minor?
Used a move to stand up and a standard to charge, but since you charge, that ends your turn.
All right, so I can't third wind.
Right.
All right.
But you know what? I'll let you have done that beforehand, before
okay,
you charge.
Cool. I will have done that. Then I will third wind, then charge. Okay. My turn will be over once he is marked.
Okay, Camus will zap the flea.
Because what else is she going to do?
Charge the flea.
But she can all flee concerned.
The zap. That'll
hit. Way to go, new person.
Yes.
We need to keep this character.
Yeah, dude. She does a bucket of damage. Okay. She shoots another purple bolt at the flea, and now the flea is immobilized. Trell, take 10 points of damage.
Okay.
And now save against crushing death.
She doesn't get any actions while she's down there?
Let's see. She's removed from the game.
She's exiled, so yeah.
I save with an 11.
Okay. Oh, way to go.
So you can reappear within 5 squares of this square. Where would you like to be?
Next to Randus.
Where she's already at.
Can I get to
No, that's two.
Yep.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay. So, Randus.
Ah!
Yeah, Trell just like, you see these two hands come out of the mud, and then just Trell pulls herself out.
She's going to spit out god mud and look really red-faced and really angry.
Yeah. Sad times. Hey, it's the flea's turn.
Oh.
I hate that guy!
Yeah.
Okay.
8 damage.
Okay.
Yay!
Reach out and kill fleas.
Yep, okay. So the flea is going to attempt to recharge. See if I can just nail everybody. Nope.
Yay.
Thank God.
So instead, it'll try to probably torque once I get over to that sheet.
Because torque
once
is
you know what torque looks like.
Yes, once I figure out what he looks like. Yes, so it is going to attempt to basically it'll get its proboscis back into the ground and jiggle the mud around and is going to try to basically sink Torque down into a hole.
No.
Oh, that's a bad plan. Torque in a hole is a bad plan. the moon elves still haven't forgiven us.
It seems committed to it. 35 versus AC.
Why?
Wow.
That's just stupid talk. Yes, that's successful.
Okay. And you will take 20 damage, and you are restrained until this guy's next turn.
Does my thing work when I do my thing?
Yeah. Being restrained is not going to do anything to you.
Okay.
Because I have my thing.
Yes.
Ha-ha! I use my thing.
Let's see. And then, does it feel that it can do that? Yeah. It's going to try and shift away from Torque.
Probably a good plan.
But you have it marked, so you can actually try and attack it.
Yes. Boom. 619! Alright. Ooh! It rolled. Just a standard attack?
Yep.
Yep.
27 to hit. It started Yay. To be a 20 and then it rolled over to the 11.
Okay. Yeah. That will still hit.
Okay. 10 plus 8, 18 damage in the face.
Nice.
Okay.
And I call it stupid.
Oh. Why'd you have to go and do that? That does bloody it, though.
Yes.
The insult certainly is what does it.
That's to add insult to injury.
It is what does, in fact. Let's see. And making a note that Torque is restrained. Vortex turn. Vortex is going to move around and then do a thing.
Also try eruption.
Yep. Also try eruption.
Bring it.
Ew.
Curse
goes with it.
I think my hearing is worse than I thought because I keep hearing sentences that don't make sense in English.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, actually, I don't think it's 5. Now that I think of it, no, it's certainly not 5.
4.
No, it's 2.
Oh,
hi.
So,
yeah, we'll go.
That's 3.
Yeah, those 3 are well. Or I could try and get Ket in there.
Oh, it's a burst 2.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, that is different then.
I thought it was a move 2.
Then you could do both. Could you?
No, because Orym is
here.
There, yep.
Oh, I thought I was adjacent. Okay. Orym's
right there. No, Orym was where his base was.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, I was confused about that.
So, yeah, we'll go here. Here.
And what's their speed?
Let's see, 7.
Oh.
Nice. Well, and by nice, I mean gross.
You can appreciate a worthy opponent.
I suppose.
And yes, eruption. Skabow. Ugh.
Yeah.
How about a? Actually, that could hit.
Yeah.
24 versus reflex?
Boo.
Against Trell, Randus, and Orym. Okay, so that hits all 3 of you then?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't got any response.
All right. I am glad. Here's what I'm happy about this fight. That all the powers that these guys have went off at least once.
Nice.
That's all somewhere. You can really ask for as a game master, I think. This hits pretty hard, though. You guys will be sad about this.
Yeah.
Wow. That was relatively low. 16 damage.
Ugh.
And the 3 of you are blinded until the end of his next turn.
Oh. God crud.
What does blinding do?
1 second.
Like minus 10?
No, minus 5.
Oh, minus 5.
It's minus 5 to your rolls and you grant combat advantage, and you may or may not be able to take opportunity attacks. I'm not sure.
Kind of think not.
Orym, Trell, and Randus. So yes, you guys have big mud gunks on your faces that are very difficult to maneuver out.
Well,
it's blinded, it can't see, which means its targets have total concealment against it, and it takes a -10 penalty to perception checks. It also grants combat advantage and cannot flank.
Question.
Hmm?
I have Elf Sight, which lets me ignore a concealment penalty when attacking.
Yeah, I bet you that it doesn't ignore total concealment, though.
Okay.
A lot of these...
I double check whatever is giving you that bonus.
Let's see. That's probably a Paragon Path.
It's not under Glossary.
Oh, what is it called? Twilight Guardian. Let's see. Elf Sight. You ignore the -2 penalty for attacking an enemy that has concealment. Also, your racial bonus to perception checks increases to +4, and the racial bonus to perception checks that you grant through your group awareness increases to +2. So yeah, if it was just regular concealment, you would ignore that penalty, but total concealment is a different thing.
Boo.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay, hold on just a second. We're officially at a level 11 now?
You've been at level 11 this whole time.
Oh, okay.
Officially, for a while.
Yeah, I just meant that you guys finally have enough XP to actually be at level
11. Oh, okay, all right. So my magic missile, it doesn't seem to have a penalty, or at least on this card does not have a penalty.
No, it doesn't. So it just goes off. You don't roll at all. You can actually just use it. So that might be a good call then. But now it is Greenie's turn.
Who still cannot walk.
Who still cannot walk. So he's going to try and save against walking.
No, he's trying to save for walking.
Double check.
Yep.
Make sure that that's the right.
Okay. Now it will be Randus's turn. And
I'm bloody, by the way. But I wouldn't worry about it, I guess.
And just a quick and kind of sad aside, I wrote blind next to everybody who's been blinded, but next to Randus, I accidentally wrote bland.
Oh.
I'm sorry. That was not. That was entirely accidentally hilarious.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know what they say about a Freudian slip.
Yep.
All right.
Aren't those made of tweed?
Sometimes you say one thing and meet your mother.
Anyways, I'm going to go ahead and get Trail some healing, so gain your healing surge value plus 10.
Thank you.
Are we speaking like Metalocalypse, or am I losing my mind here? I'm going to give Strel some healings.
I do that sometimes.
Okay,
what else?
I'm going to try to step up and punch this thingy with the magic weapon.
I'll do it.
Oh, we'll see how well this goes.
Randus.
Not very well.
Probably not.
Don't hold your bloody. Thank you, Randus.
No problem. That's... Ah, stupid. Still a character builder. It's going to be a grand total of 19 versus AC, so...
No.
No, wait.
That will not hit him.
Actually, I'm looking at the wrong weapon. 17 plus 4...
21.
Does 21 hit?
Versus AC?
Yeah.
Nope.
So its AC is at least 22 and no more than 23.
Likely. Anything else?
Considering using my... Why not? Kuchar's a second chance.
Okay.
I'm going to take another swing at it.
Yeah. Randus. Woo! Randus.
Better
Randus.
Than 7. Nope.
Sad times.
Oh, for God's
sake. Better than 7.
Yeah, I rolled 7.
Chanting his name backwards so his dice would get confused. Yeah.
Anything else?
That's going to be a everything.
Cat.
Yay. Okay. One, two, three. Is this bloodied?
No.
No.
I don't think either one of them are bloodied. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Flea is,
The
right.
Flea's bloodied.
Okay. Oh, Flea's
and,
bloodied?
And actually, Greeny is also bloodied.
Wherever he's just hiding. At.
Okay, let me back that up then. Is that where I was at?
Probably.
In order to get my curse trigger, I have to be within 5 of something that I have cursed.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of weird.
I'm sure that's not you backing away from the fight at all.
I got closer to that guy.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
It's strategery. It's not wussing out.
Gotcha.
It's a tactical withdrawal.
And Flea has been shown to have ranged attacks, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Horrifying ranged attacks.
I realize they're horrifying, but...
Yeah.
No kidding.
Every harassment.
Fight started out with like just 2 guys and we're like, this is gonna be easy.
I just kind of assumed it was 2 solos.
Yeah.
And then there's more.
Yeah, basically when the first 2 attacks hit those guys, you guys should have known that there was no way. And again, you guys are doing well.
I am going to go with Fiery Bolt.
Okay.
Probably not. 21 versus reflex.
Against the flea?
Against the flea.
No.
Okay. Thus ends my turn.
Okay. And that ends this turn. We are now in the fifth round of combat. Orym.
Okay, so
you are prone and blinded.
Prone and blinded. Can I still move being blinded? Can I move my fireball being blinded?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do I save against blind? Is that what I have to do?
No. At the end of Vortex's turn, you will no longer be blind.
Okay. So then, just because I can't see, my sword goes off and fires magic missile right into the gut of Flea over there.
Okay.
Just goes off wildly. Pew, 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 pew. And hits him for 11 damage.
Okay.
Why do your swords go pew, pew, pew?
Because they're cool.
They were made by space robots. That's why.
Makes sense.
Okay. What else? Would you like to stand up?
But I take a negative 10 to...
You take a negative
perception.
5.
You take a negative 5 to attacks.
Right.
Well, that's
although, everything that's a move and a standard, so now you just have a minor left.
Minor was sustain the fireball.
Oh, well, there you go.
So I think I'm done.
Yep.
And you grant combat advantage anyway, so being prone doesn't really...
Yeah. Okay. Torque. What does this mean?
Torque is in a hole.
It means I'm in a hole.
Oh, yeah. Torque is in a hole. That's what this means.
So I'm going to get out of a hole now.
Let me see how you get out of said hole. You are restrained until the next time the flea goes.
The flea went.
Does that mean that I can ignore that?
If your power says you can ignore the restrained condition, then yes.
Well, thereupon hangs a tale. Is restrained the keyword?
Yes. If it says restrained, then you're good.
It says immobilized, slowed, weakened, and dazed.
Okay. You are restrained.
What's the difference?
Restrained, aside from being immobilized, also means that you can't be forcibly moved.
Oh.
Oh, so I'm not just restrained. I'm right here in the creature's face?
No,
you're a square away.
You're a square away from it.
Can I hit it?
You could throw your flaming hammer at it.
Could throw my flaming hammer at it.
Yep.
I do have a flaming hammer.
Dun 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 dun. Also, we're taking negative 2 penalty to the attack rolls and granting combat advantage.
Rob.
What?
Stop. Good to know.
Sorry. Finding the rules.
Hammer time. Don't confuse me with rules. I'm playing D&D over here.
Okay. Roll hammer.
So I can,
attack.
In fact, throw hammer. Okay.
You can throw hammer.
Use Ken's
every time we
hammers.
Do this, my hammer hits so hype. I'm telling you. Yeah! Woo! What kind of weapon bonus, attack bonus, do I get on my hammer?
Should be your strength mod plus half level plus 2, so probably the same as the axe. I think it's a plus 2 hammer, isn't it?
It is a plus 2 hammer, so
yeah,
it's the
so
same.
It should be exactly the same as the axe.
Have a plus
See,
two
that's
proficiency.
The problem that I have is all of these are presuming that
Does
I only
throwing
have
hammer
one
have a plus 2 proficiency?
Pretty sure.
It's 35 against AC. Nice.
That'll hit.
Cool. I'm going to kick in my daily power with the flaming hammer, and I'm going to do 2d6 of fire damage.
Cool.
Yeah. And the target will take ongoing fire 5 fire damage.
As you spent daily item power, you get 10 temporary hit points.
Booyaka! And he is on fire to the tune of 9 fires plus 5 ongoing.
Okay.
Nice.
By the way, Steven, your OnStar joke is the funniest thing we have said in this show.
Too bad it has to get edited out.
Yeah, that was really good.
Why does it have to get edited out?
Let's see. Because
it's not relevant to the story. And we're already looking at something that is running close to 2 hours.
You said ongoing 5 fire?
Ongoing 5 fire, yep.
Okay.
Save ends.
Cool. That is Torque. Camus. Oh, is there anything else Torque can do?
Can Torque mark on a range attack?
Yep.
Mark him. And you are marked.
And your hammer comes back to you.
I catch my hammer and I return it to the back of my belt. Where I carry my hammer for some reason.
And let's see.
Arginine.
Camus is going to move up here. And then point forward with her sword. And the lizard is going to open its maw and spit a cloud of deadly poison at the flea.
Awesome.
Deadly poison. Yes. At the flea. Doodar, doodar.
Oh, let's see.
Deadly lizard poison breath.
Oh, man. That is not going to hit at all.
Oh. Bad lizard.
Oh, but the lizard is energized by this and shifts its speed.
Nice.
Where's stupid good, lizard.
Where's a good place for
cats.
It to go? She's going to go stand next to Rhyndus for the team hack.
Yes! High five a lizard.
for the triple hat.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Nothing to mean hat trick there, Matthew.
I don't got a head slot item yet.
Okay, it is Trail's turn.
Go, Trail.
You are blind, I believe, because the flea has, or because the...
I forgot that.
The vortex hasn't gone.
That's okay.
You can use your mutant ninja trail elf powers.
Stab it anyway.
She is going to... Can I shift up to it?
Yes.
And still be next to Randis?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. She is going to use... She's going to mark it as her quarry.
Come here.
Okay.
First of all.
Quarry.
And she's still going to be using her bow, but this is close quarter shot.
Oh, okay.
And I would like to style this as her flipping around her bow and just hitting it really hard upside the head with her bow.
Nice.
Sounds groovy to me.
But a minus five to the attack.
Yep, a minus five to the attack.
That's all right.
Randis is ducking.
Really bad. 16 versus AC, but it still does half damage.
Okay.
Nice.
Yes.
Randis doesn't know this is happening.
Can
he can hear it.
No. Well, he doesn't have the pointy ears.
That's true. What are you trying to figure
stupid
out there?
Round
ears. Okay,
blunt ears.
Can I use an action point to do this again, or because it's a daily?
No, okay. No. Action points are useless on skill challenges, so as one of my house rules, I allow people to re-roll skill checks with action points. Action points give you an extra action. They don't usually give you a re-roll unless you have a power that specifically says an action point to re-roll.
Oh, no, I don't mean a re-roll. I mean, can I...
Oh, you can spend an action point to use another attack, but you have spent your daily.
Okay. I mean, I do have accurate action that lets me make two attack rolls and use the best.
Don't waste your action point on this turn.
When we got to minus five.
Okay. Give me a second to calculate this.
Don't forget quarry damage.
She can't add quarry damage.
Oh, that's true. She didn't hit. You're right.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay. 20... 25 divided by 2. So 12 damage.
Okay. That bloodies it.
Yes!
So it probably gets whapped a couple times with a bow.
Yeah.
Probably on the third swing. And then it's like, oh, okay, whack. Okay, what else?
I think I'm good. That's it.
Okay.
Actions.
The flea will attempt to recharge. Well, first it's going to take 5 fire.
Yay.
Well.
And then it's going to take another.
Yeah. Well, as soon as it attacks. Well, let's see. No, it begins its turn. So it takes another 8 damage, so 13 damage.
All right.
Yeah, fire damage. Not bad. How much poison damage does it take from poison?
She didn't hit with it.
Sad.
Well, let's give it some just for...
Yeah, that's my sister.
I think she fits right in.
Yep. Okay, let's see.
She's not a Duthane.
We will... It'll attempt to recharge, and it does not.
Yay.
Gravy. And it will attempt to
Top
do something
torque.
To Torque.
Torque ducks.
Give him candy?
Let's see.
It tries to push his head under the mud, but Torque duck. Wait.
Firm handshake.
Purple Nurple.
You know what? It's bloodied, and all its little symbiotic worms are gone, so it's actually just going to...
Run!
Yay!
Probably just jump back with the ground and go away.
So it's gone?
Yep, it's gone. It's out of the fight.
Gone.
But doesn't trigger.
Nope. And now it is Vortex's turn, and it will also chicken out and run. In fact, then it's Green's turn, and it will also chicken out and run.
No, it won't.
It won't?
It can't walk or run yet.
That's true.
Shut up, Rob.
Just let it happen. Just let it happen.
Randus.
Oh, come on.
You have to stand. Save. You have to stand on this battlefield for one, two, three, four more turns. Five more turns, like the party's turns.
Yay.
Oh, it didn't save. So at least 10 more turns.
So Vortex can't leave either.
No, Vortex can.
Yep.
So Vortex is gone.
Is gone.
Just shoot it.
We can't get at the one thing that can't leave the battlefield.
That Rob had to roll to keep around.
So
at this point, I will spend a standard action to second wind, I guess.
Don't worry about it. The fight's over.
Okay.
Yeah. Orm stands and starts running back towards the animal.
Okay.
All right.
Hold on. Yay.
But for more on that, you'll have to tune in next time. That's where we're going to end this episode of Critical Hit. Thank you so much for downloading and listening and enjoying our adventures as much as we do. And if you have any questions about the game, Dungeons & Dragons itself, this game, or really anything, just send us an email, podcast@majorspoilers.com. And until next time, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
Program so good, it's like you're there!